Concern is still being raised about whether Charlotte-Mecklenburg school officials are transparent enough about lead problems in the district school's drinking water. Activists, parents, and some teachers are taking those concerns to the school board. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Local NAACP officials, parents, and other activists will hold a press conference in front of Government Center today to express their concerns about how CMS officials are dealing with the issue of lead found in drinking water at many schools. NAACP President Corinne Mack says some teachers will also join the concern group that will gather just before the school board is scheduled to hold a work session. CMS officials voluntarily tested 58 schools for lead in the drinking water last fall. Lead was found in water at 27 schools. Some, such as the University Park Creative Arts School, had as many as 5 fixtures with high levels of lead. Those results were available in March, but were not released to the public until reports about the testing appeared in the media this summer. Superintendent Clayton Wilcox said all fixtures with high lead levels were replaced or shut off. He said the lead levels were not found to be harmful. But officials with the Centers for Disease Control say there is no safe blood level of lead, and that even low levels of lead in the blood can affect IQ, attention span, and academic performance. Exposure is especially dangerous for young children who are still developing. NAACP officials say the lead testing process needs to be more transparent. Wilcox says they will be more forthcoming with information as the second round of lead tests began on September 24th at middle and high schools built before 1989. That round of testing will conclude in early November. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.